We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Grant Bills is here. Paul Emig is here. This is our weekly rendition, I've heard it pronounced many ways, of And it is great to be with you both. We will talk about the Giannis extension. Again, people are very excited about this. I was completely shocked. I was told about this, and I said, why? When I was producing Ryan, or when I was doing CBS, Ryan Hickey went down the board during a break and said, oh, congratulations, Giannis extended. And I said, what? No, because I was thinking of him, like he can get more money later. And now there's some weird made up rule about him at a certain age. But we'll talk about all that in a little bit. Grant, how are you? Paul, how are you guys? What's up?
I am just wonderful. This week is not crushing my spirits. I'm staying upbeat. I'm trying to keep good vibes going around the Packers. Trying, but they're making it really hard.
I'm trying to avoid the 2 month Winkler cough and just keeping it to a 1 week cough. But whatever is out in the universe has found me. So lots of vitamins.
Is it kids? Do your guys kids bring? Is there validity to what Horvat always says? Like, do your kids bring home stuff to you?
I think it's impossible. Yeah. Like, yes.
Yeah.
All the germs, poor hand washing techniques, other. Yeah. I think it is impossible.
I don't wash my hands a lot.
Oh.
I'm with Bart on that.
What?
Such a pain in the ass. You know, if you wash your hands at work 4 times a day, let's say, like, do you know how much paper towel that is that you're just putting in a landfill somewhere? Just don't piss on your hands. That might be the cleanest part of my body. My hands are disgusting. I should be washing my, you know what, after.
The question would be, how are you touching the door handle, or are you not touching a door handle?
If I had to wash my hands after every door handle I touch, you just couldn't live life.
I'm just saying that's the main reason you'd wash your hands after going potty.
My dad taught me at a very young age to grab with a pinky or to use my foot whenever possible.
Smart.
Or to use the paper. If I do wash my hands, to use the paper towel to grab the door, then grab it with my elbow and then throw the paper towel behind me.
Bart, what are you reading intently?
Nothing. I was just thinking if I want to say this or not.
Okay, because your eyes were doing like this like.
Yeah, like, I was just like thinking if I want to, and you can check on my eyes on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
What a segue.
I don't grab it when I pee.
You just hang?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that if I'm scrolling on my phone.
I just pull and kind of rest there.
Even at the home toilet?
I sit down a lot.
Yeah, if it's not a urinal, I'm sitting, because then I can scroll my phone and it makes way less of a mess and I can relax. And I guess
if you're at, say that again.
So if you're at home,
you're going to sit to go pee.
If it's a toilet and there's no urinal, I'm going to sit, because if I don't sit, it just there's spray. You can't control it. You can't.
You can.
To a degree, yes. But if you stand up to, why are we talking about this?
Because you know what? This is going to get the engagement. This would be like, people be like, you know what? I actually agree with Grant. It is hard to control. Or like,
you know what I never would do is people that use the, on blue jeans when they would like use the zipper and then
got to unbutton.
Fucking psychos.
Got to unbutton. It's too also, tight.
I think it's been a minimum of 5 years since I've worn jeans.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to wear jeans today.
Bart, you're not a jean person. I never see you from the waist up, and I just know that you're just not someone who wears jeans often.
Well, after people have heard this, I have embarked into the wild. I have gone to UWM Media Day. I have recorded an interview with head coach Bart Lundy, and I wore jeans to be there.
Mm.
And I'm sure it will be very awkward to see other media people.
Mm.
But I will report back my adventures. We start talking about pee behavior because the Packers are 2-4 and quite miserable. And I am very upset about the way this team was constructed. I think that for me, I always stumble upon great analogies. And this is a science experiment where they have completely screwed up. Do you guys remember in science class when you would talk about how you figure something out, how you find the solution? You take a bunch of constants and you introduce one variable.
One variable.
And that's how you figure out, you know, is the volcano going to explode?
Mm.
You know, is the frog going to... You ever dissect a frog? I think I skipped that day.
I think I skipped that day. I really do.
But the Packers, and so what they should have is if the goal is Jordan Love good, he's the variable. And everything else should be a constant. We should know, like, all right, we know what this offensive line is. We know what these receivers are. We know what these tight ends are. But everything's a variable because they're all trying to learn together. And so we can't accurately say, like, yes, Jordan Love threw an interception when he should have checked it down. Okay, yes, Jordan Love has made errors, but I don't know how much of that. I don't know how good the evaluation process can be. He's also played well. He's also had his signature moment. He's also, you know, look, he's also beat the Bears, which is the minimum requirement, but there's just too much going on for us to like accurate. And that's why I'm so upset when people definitively say that's who he is. He's not that guy. Cause I don't think he's been put in the right situation to make those assertions, so to speak.
Yeah. The question I'm going to lead with, the topic I'm going to lead with is exactly on this. So we probably shouldn't all say too much, but to use your science experiment analogy, is there anything that's not a variable? Like, are there any constants? Is there a single what is the constant?
The constant is Matt LaFleur is a bitch.
The constant is Matt LaFleur. I guess that is true. Joe Barry to a degree is he
but Matt LaFleur hasn't even fourth? Like some games he is confident and some games he coaches afraid and some games he like I don't know. It's
he mostly coaches afraid. I mean, like since week one has coached the first half. I don't want to say coached, but play called, because there's a difference. Those are two different jobs, and I have a question about that coming up about his play calling and whether it should continue. Yeah, let's go there. But there aren't like I would have said David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones are the two constants. Bakhtiari, one game out for the year. Aaron Jones has barely played, so you're left with nothing like on an offensive side. Elton Jenkins, who's kind of like good but definitely not great anymore.
He's coming, but he came back very early from an injury because I think he knew that his team needed him, so I'll cut him some slack. But I think
he's been good. He's not been what was like one of the best guards in the league, but that could be injury related. But also, if your left guard is your constant and everything else is a variable, you're in trouble. Defensively, you would have said like Jair, Rashawn, and Kenny Clark. Jair, I saw this stat yesterday. I wish I could attribute it because I didn't find this myself. Jair has missed 20 of the past 38 games. Whose was this? Grant, did you see this also?
It was Reichel, yeah.
I was going to say Reichel, but I should have just said it because I thought that's what it was.
He's missed half the games?
More than 20 of 38 he has missed. He's played 18 of 38, has missed 20 of 38 since his contract extension. He doesn't play. Rashawn Gary, who I want to talk about, coming back from injury. Grant, not a Rashawn Gary guy. I have a question about him. I did see the. I'll say this from Zach Cruz. This one I can't attribute because I wrote it down, which I should have done for Reichel's thing. Rashawn Gary has an NFL best pass rush win rate of 40% against what Pro Football Focus calls true pass sets, which throws out screens, rollouts, play action. Basically, Gary is winning 2/5 of the time when teams use traditional drop back passing. So, like, if you just let the guy go after a drop back quarterback, like, he's elite. But the Packers have a major financial decision with him coming up on a team that sucks. So let's talk about some of that coming up here in a little bit as well in terms of pay, trade, let him walk.
Have three Packers questions and you just tease them all.
You brought it up. I teased a couple of them, but there's some. You're going to really like the first one. I know you can do the thing you teased me for, but I texted you guys the other day. The first one, which I've not teased yet, is one that I'm really excited about.
So you have four Packer questions?
But some of them are like A, then B, then C, and they're kind of lumped together.
Okay, that's good to know. Let's not spend 30 minutes on the first one then.
Well, we'll see. Well, I think. Yeah, just trust me. I never steer you astray, do I?
All right. Well, I guess we've accurately previewed the show, so now I will throw in a Blue Wire commercial break, which I do very well at. I think structurally, but on YouTube, I got no idea. I can't figure out. I tried on YouTube to put good markers for breaks. I can't figure it out. And someone's like, hey, make an outline. And then that takes too fucking long. Like, hey, I should put like, hey, at 11:13, we started this question. It's like,
timestamps in there, please.
I mean, I'm just going to, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to put it out in the wild. I can't. I keep saying that phrase, but yeah. Happyplacehemp.com. I took a Delta 9 the other night, and that was very good for me. I took a CBD CBN last night, and that was even better to help me sleep and go nigh-nigh, as we call it in this house. It's nigh-nigh time. We've gotten weird with the kid. He calls naps nigh-nights, and then we call bedtime nap. So if we're doing something tomorrow, he'll say, are we going there after this nap? So we've converted the two. Yeah, very interesting. Lessons in parenting. Hold on, don't leave yet. I got more to say. Jeez, I just felt everybody.
I think they call this parent corner.
Yeah, corner with a K for some fucking reason. That's maybe my biggest gripe on earth.
Okay. I think that you should find a different one, but proceed.
It's a good gripe, though.
No, it's very awful. I really hate it. Happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. Gummies for your enjoyment, for your pleasure. If you are ailing and you want to feel better, CBD has been said to help for some various things. It's all anecdotal, but give it a try because it does help. I don't know. I take gummies. I'm not going to say it cured my cough because it didn't. I'm not going to say it cured my gout. How many things have I had that have just gone away? Gout went away. My plantar fasciitis disappeared. Who knows? Did the gummies do it? Why don't you just eat them all and try?
Maybe it was rest and exercise.
I haven't done either of those in a long time. Happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. Get those gummies today.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paul, take a chew, and then what's for breakfast?
I was going to say, share with the class.
Leftovers, as always, but chicken and mac and cheese.
You're eating chicken and pasta at 8 in the morning?
Breakfast is my biggest meal.
Interesting. All right.
I don't eat after 4 o'clock, so 4 p.m.
All right. Far be it for me. Go proceed. I was just curious.
Five years ago, I would have called it strange, but it's my intermittent fasting way of the world.
Hey, man, food is food. Time of day, it's whatever. I'm not judging.
Yeah, okay. No comment.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. You're Mark Murphy. You have to fire/cut one of these three guys right now. Gutekunst, LaFleur, and Love. One has to go today. You've been told. It's been decreed. You must get rid of one of these guys today. The guy you get rid of today is Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. I will tell you, I did some market research on this with one Ryan Horvat as well. And I will share you what he says in a little bit.
Oh, he said Goot.
He definitely said Goot, but I'm going to tell you why he said Goot. But yeah.
Because he wanted T. Higgins.
T. Higgins did not come up.
What about Patrick Queen?
Did not come up.
Okay.
I think that it is LaFleur. So,
mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of this is Gutekunst's fault. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing I said about variables, this was by design. They did this. This is what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a very young team. And they also, like, by going, quote unquote, all in with Rodgers. So they go all in with Rodgers and they kick the can down the road. And then
you're going to talk yourself into Goody by the end.
I am. Because but he's a UWL guy, so I would never do harm to one of my fellow Eagles, future D3 champions.
Mm.
There's going to be a Friday night watching them on ESPNU. It's going to be fucking great when they're beating Mary Hart and Baylor in a month and a half. Okay, so they did this by design. They kicked the can down the road, which means they knew when their new quarterback was going to be here, the rest of the team was going to be young.
Yeah.
But while they're going all in, they spent an entire draft on the future. Not just Love. A.J. Dillon was not a plug-and-play pick.
Right.
Josiah DeGuara was not a pick for Rodgers.
No.
They spent the whole COVID draft for a post-Rodgers career. And I think the worst decision that Goot made was they gave an extension to Rodgers after they drafted Love.
They very much did not have to do that. There was no obligation, no benefit. The only one who won that extension was Rodgers. The Packers did not benefit from that at all.
None. But LaFleur, I see his face more, and so it grates on me.
Yeah.
More. And I'll do the thing that we have to do is say, I'm sure, you know, he's a nice guy, and I know that he blah, 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 blah. Look, I can't get the image out of my head of I was watching some post games, and the Packers, at the Packers website, I couldn't find LaFleur's press conference, so I don't even know if it's there. But they did have the 2-minute thing that Larry McCarron does after the games. And LaFleur just, he looks like he's going to cry. And that I can't get over that. Like, what to fix it then? He seems like
I don't think he knows how.
Well, then leave.
I'm serious. Like, I'm not trying to be what I don't think he knows what to do.
Well, then he's bad, bad coach.
That's what I'm. Yes.
So does he realize he's a bad coach?
I think he's. The tears may have something to do with a realization. I don't know.
You've had 5 years to prepare for this. You knew that Rodgers was leaving at some point.
But who was the coach during those Rodgers years? Who was like the play caller? Who was the alpha? Who was the boss? It was Rodgers. Rodgers the whole time.
I don't know.
We wanted to see the LaFleur offense. Now we see the shit show that is the LaFleur offense.
2020.
My answer is LaFleur. Because while I think the team was constructed in a way that may have been wrong, I think better coaches get more. Like, we lost. That group can beat the Raiders. And that group can beat Denver.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with LaFleur.
And Grant, obviously you're going to go long form here. I just want to say that Horvat put LaFleur last. He would cut Goody, then Love, then LaFleur. I know that I'm definitively putting Love last. It's a battle between Goody and LaFleur. I'm not saying Love is great, but he's by far my, like, I would keep him before the other two if this decision was forced. Grant Bills.
LaFleur, really quickly, he might not be the guy. It would be insane to fire him in the middle of the year. If you really want to shiv Jordan Love and his chances of ever looking good this season, getting rid of his play caller and the only coach in the offensive system that he's ever known in the middle of the year is probably not a great idea. Like, I had a caller suggest that on Monday. He's like, you got to give Jordan Love a chance. It's like, that's the opposite of helping him is making him deal with that. But I understand that the question is, you know, if we had to do it today, just to add on to the Brian Gutekunst stuff. Who's the best player that Goody's ever drafted?
The answer is one of four: Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Jair Alexander, Elgton Jenkins.
He didn't draft Kenny. Kenny was 2016. That was Ted. So what a Goody.
Kenny, I think, was Ted, yeah.
18. So it would have to be. I didn't mean to like instantly shut you down.
No. I was wrong.
So it would have to be Gary or Elgton Jenkins or Jair. And those are all really nice players, but like, where's the, I hate to use this word because it's so cliche, but I think it's the right word. Like, where's the game wrecker? Like, I watch Myles Garrett and what he does, or TJ Watt, or obviously Micah Parsons. Like, these are the best football players in the league. I understand that. But the Packers have these guys on defense and they pay them like they're the best guys in the league at their position, like Jair. And that's what everyone says about Rashawn Gary. And I like Rashawn Gary, but I don't like what's the best player that Goody has drafted. I don't know if the answer knocks our socks off.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my mistake. Also, not to throw him under the bus, Andy Herman. I was using your list, Andy Herman, who I love.
I was listening to Hackaday this morning. Your Blue Wire. I like to keep it in the company part. That's why I was trying to find a Blue Wire pod this morning to kind of get my mind right.
Andy put together.
I'll also check out Talk of the Tundra on the GSPN network.
The Eurostar Podcast Network, yes.
Andy had put together a list, and maybe he didn't intend it to be all Gutekunst, so I might be throwing him under the bus for no reason. But he had said a top 100 draft pick since 2015. How many hits have the Packers had in the, you know, since 2015 of a player who was drafted somewhere in the top 100, so basically the first three rounds? And the only four, in Andy's assessment, since 2015 were Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Jair, and Elgton Jenkins. Four hits in 8-9 drafts.
Which, like, look, you're drafting at the back of the first round. that makes it hard. Like you,
Rashawn Gary was 12th overall. Jair was 15th overall.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can't compare these guys to, like, I brought up Miles Garrett, who was first overall. But Rashawn Gary was in the top half of the first round, so that's an excellent.
And you trade, you had a higher pick, and you traded back. You still got Jair, who we can talk about.
Jair is kind of maybe a positive symptom of a problem that the Packers, I think, sometimes have. Like, Bill was talking about this the other day. Like, take the player you know is good. Something like the Packers sometimes are very adverse to that. It's like, obviously it's TJ Watt and everyone knows that TJ Watt is good and he's from Wisconsin. Let's overthink this and trade back and take him. It's easy to say that now, obviously, yeah. But there's been a couple instances. Like Derwin James is another one. Derwin James is very good. Him and Jair have had similar enough careers. Jair's missed more games lately. Derwin James missed more games early, but like that was the obvious pick. And Brian Gutekunst, eschewed that selection and traded back and kind of overthought it and ended up with a good player. But like sometimes you just make the easy pick.
Well, and this is a very in the moment comment, but on Monday Night Football, Jordan Addison looked amazing. And Lucas Van Ness might be a better player than Jordan Addison in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 8 years.
Well, give him about 5 years. That's
the Rashawn Gary rule, right?
That's the Rashawn Gary track.
But Jordan Addison went one pick after Lucas Van Ness, I think it was in this past year's
draft. I think it was early 20s, like it was 22, 23, somewhere in there.
Yeah. He was on the board. Addison was on the board and very much available.
Oh, totally. And I just brought this up with Goody because, you know, Bart kind of hit the Matt LaFleur angle of this. I don't think any of us are trying to run Jordan Love out of town right now. I'm perfectly content to watch him for a year.
The three of us rational folks are not. There are people who are trying to run
Jordan Love. They don't exist.
Like I kind of do want to just pretend that wouldn't really be someone's actual answer.
No, okay. So there's like I mentioned.
Like is someone listening to this right now saying, "Come on, it's Jordan Love. Jordan Love should be the first cut."
So I mentioned this guy the other day, Ross Uglum. I don't know. I see him pop up. He's
the Bulls guy, and the North Dakota guy, right?
Yeah, he's like a coach, and
yep.
I don't know. I don't. I just see him. I don't.
He used to be like Packers report or something, and he left.
Yeah, but he's very adamant that Love sucks.
Really?
And he's very, like, he's just, I'm sorry, he sucks. You know, and he's a coach, so he would know. He's very, very adamant about it, so he would say that. And there's other people that might see it or think it and believe it. I still think it's too early, but they don't, so that exists. Anybody who's mentioned the name Sean Clifford is not a serious person. Honestly, I know the exact kind of, with all due respect, I went to, so there's this town that I think of a lot, called Findlay, Wisconsin. Grant, are you familiar with Findlay, Wisconsin?
Familiar, but never been. Yeah.
What highway would you need to take?
That I don't know.
Come on.
Findlay, Wisconsin is in the middle of Juneau County. 84 people live there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And we went there once when I worked in La Crosse because there was an unsolved murder of two people on the highway on the side of the road that were killed in their car. So we went to the town to try to, like, knock on doors and see what people were saying about it. It was fucking weird, but we did it. And there was a town where there was, I mean, this one yard is burned into my head. There were just like three broken down school buses in the front yard as if it was decorative. And we went to this bar, this one bar, and there were like 30 people in there and at like 4 o'clock on a Monday. There's nobody in this town yet. This bar is the hub. This bar, like, I think they convert to a church on Sundays and then just serve hot ham and fucking Swiss, you know, for the Packer game. And I'm not, again, with all due respect, but I know that entire bar, every one of them wants to see Sean Clifford as the quarterback. With all due respect.
You think you have a big listener bubble in Findlay? Do you think you're pissing off a lot of listeners right now?
No, I'm saying anybody that wants Sean Clifford is a hick.
Yeah.
You know that you do know that bar plays your podcast every morning.
Yeah, they open the doors at 7 o'clock for the people to come in and play the slots, and they play Bart's podcast over the.
So you've just lost 30 listeners.
It's the Clarence and Mary Ann Old Finley Bar.
Hey, is that the story that you had to do that made you quit? Because you had to go knock on the door of like.
Oh no, that was something else.
No, that was kids died of carbon monoxide. Or dioxide.
Monoxide.
Carbon monoxide is the bad one. That's
carbon dioxide is what we breathe, right?
Oh, it's in the
Tim. They were camping with their grandparents. So then I had to talk to the parents, and the parents is like, well, I lost my parents and my kids, and I lost my kids because of my parents. It's like, this is the most horrific. I don't even want to bring this up, but
no, don't. Yeah. Just stop. Yeah.
But then we have to put a camera in their face so we can beat the others. In fucking La Crosse, Wisconsin, we're doing this kind of hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah, it's really great.
Like just take a camera and show when a new boat comes down the Mississippi. We don't need to be cutting our teeth and fucking being like, I saw. We don't. La Crosse, Wisconsin, sorry, does not need a fucking I team. We don't need investigative journalism. Just fucking tell us where the parade is going to start and end. And show us how the loggers did. Jesus.
And show us how the loggers
did.
Hey, so, Grant, did you answer the question? Who's your cut?
My answer would be neither. I would do everything in my power to do absolutely nothing.
Well, Mark, it's either one of them or it's you. Make the decision, you're gone.
I'll step down. I'll say one thing in the defense of Goody because it felt like I was being a little nitpicky. I think Goody's the idea of this team was okay. I think his plan was we're going to be as young as possible and we're going to restart, but I'm going to have an anchor in David Bakhtiari here to kind of keep this group hopefully together. I'm going to have Aaron Jones here to hopefully have a nice running game. So if we have a good O-line, a good running game that are like, it's veteran based, that'll help the young wide receivers. Well, that hasn't gone according to plan. And then the defense, well, we're going to have a great defense, which if it's coordinated by Joe Barry, that was flawed thinking from the beginning, but Jair's been hurt and it hasn't really been all cracked up. But I think the plan, maybe the plan was like, I need to thread this needle, but I think I can do it if I just have Bakhtiari and Jones. It was a tough needle to thread, but there was an attempt to thread the needle, and I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
What?
What are you laughing at over there?
Oh, I was laughing.
Well, yes. you were smirking.
Oh, shit. I'll tell you when you're done with this.
All right,
it has nothing to do with the podcast, does it? Okay, no.
I was responding to a text.
God damn it.
Okay. So using this Andy Herman list of players drafted in the top 100 since 2015, the four hits, here are what he would describe as the 16 misses of Gutekunst and Ted. Gutekunst was a top assistant, but
top 100 would be first three rounds, right?
First three rounds. Okay. Yep. So we have four hits, and according to Andy Herman's list, 16 misses. Demarius Randall. And by the way, if there's a name you hear, you're like, I don't know if that's a miss. And I saw Andy Herman arguing with some people. Andy said, I'm not saying they're busts. I'm saying they're misses. They're clearly not, you know. Demarius Randall, Quentin Rollins, Ty Montgomery, Jason Spriggs, Kyler Fackrell, Kevin King, Josh Jones, Montrevious Adams, Josh Jackson, Oren Burks, who starts...
I was going to say, I was saving that. He's the best one.
He was a miss for the Packers.
You were holding on to that card you'd yet to
I was.
30
I was.
Minutes into the podcast.
I was. But Paul's so obsessed with this fucking tweet from Andy Herman.
It's a great tweet. Darnell Savage as a miss. Jay Sternberger, friend of radio show,
yep.
Miss. A.J. Dillon miss. Josiah DeGuara miss. Josh Myers miss. Amari Rodgers miss.
Ty Montgomery wasn't a miss. That's not fair. I'll defend Ty Montgomery.
Ty Montgomery, who was forced to change positions.
Because the team forgot, because they forgot to have any running backs on the roster. That's not Ty Montgomery's fault. Plus, he had a high ankle sprain his rookie year. I am very revisionist history in a positive way towards Ty Montgomery. I think if you play that career 10 times, a la Bill Simmons,
the only reason he had any success as a running back, though, is because he was cheating by having a wide receiver number. Defenders couldn't.
That is true.
They didn't know it was a running back.
The well-known fact.
This is malarkey.
Okay, sorry. That's a parody for those of you who are part of the history of the show. The one that that Andy got the most pushback on was Josh Myers. And he's like, yeah, but he starts every game. And Andy's like, yeah, he starts every game and he's fucking terrible.
That's the problem.
And by the way, this is another criticism I have of LaFleur. So my answer is LaFleur. Bart's answer is LaFleur in terms of the one guy to cut. And I saw Aaron Nagler saying the same thing. Is like, you came back from your bye week, from your self-scout, and you thought the best thing was to trot out the same offensive line group in the same order, in the same spots, including Josh Myers. I think LaFleur, nice guy, too nice of a guy.
I don't know that he is a nice guy. He might be an asshole. I'm not willing to
maybe.
AJ Dillon is a nice guy. He seems loved by everyone. I will give AJ Dillon nice guy. I don't know Matt LaFleur from Adam.
Kurt Benkert would tell you that Matt LaFleur is an a-hole. But maybe so now you got to pick whose team are you on?
I see a lot of myself and Kurt Benkert. I do.
I know you do, and
a younger me who feels like he was wronged.
He's feisty.
It feels like he's got. He just all he wants is for Matt LaFleur to call him and say you were right. That's all he wants.
Yeah,
that'll never happen.
No,
so, I don't know if LaFleur then if that makes him nice, but it definitely makes him soft. SAWFT soft.
The thing you mentioned with the O-line, like the Matt LaFleur issue.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks for the
issue with Matt LaFleur is that he takes like four games to. Put something together that we can.
He never gets it right the first time. Never. No. Nothing. And nothing gets right the first time.
It's one thing to get something wrong the first time and then fix it immediately. It's like, no, we need four more weeks of Royce Newman. And then we'll look into doing
it. LaFleur needs a full half of dog shit offense before he's like, I should probably let him throw it deeper than 3 yards.
And then a full bye week and then another first full half. And
it's,
then
I mean,
realize.
I don't know if Goody's good. I think Goody's league average. I think he's fine. I think LaFleur is bottom half. So I'm going to cut bottom half.
Well, I would imagine I have more Matt LaFleur takes, but I imagine we're going to talk more about him.
So let me hit you the next one.
Your question.
Well, let me first tell you what I was laughing at.
Okay.
And I would like to you guys. But I, one of the guys I was in my fantasy basketball draft with last night, we were discussing what happened.
Was this your James Harden thing?
Yeah, I accidentally drafted James Harden. I was doing a draft while on CBS Sports Radio. And I figured I could just look at my phone and just select one of the six guys that I see. You know,
it's not Harden.
So I got Giannis with the sixth pick. I thought that was kind of low, but I got him.
Sixth pick?
Wow. Yeah.
Whatever.
But I got...
down on this. Keep going.
So I because sometimes I'll be like drafting a lot of times when I do drafts, even football drafts, I'll be like, all right, 7:30 is the drafts tonight at 7:30. And then I'll get a text at 7:35, like, where are you? I will completely forget. And then while doing the draft, I'll open up a new tab and I'll completely forget I'm in the middle of a draft. And so this auto draft affliction has happened many times. But I took James Harden and I'm wondering because I only get three bench spots. If I should just cut him, is it worth saving James Harden?
Who's available in free agency that you would take?
Oh, nobody.
Like, name the best name.
Okay, I have to get into the team. My team, add player.
Emmanuel Quickly or Josh or James Harden. Is that like what you're faced with?
PJ Washington.
Yeah.
Who?
Herbert Jones, Christian Wood.
No.
I mean, Isaiah Stewart.
No, you keep James Harden.
Herb Jones gets just nice defensive numbers if you need to win.
Gordon Hayward.
No.
Malik Monk. Sadiq Bey.
It depends what you need.
Bogdanovich.
Which one?
The one we should have had.
Bogdan?
Atlanta Hawks.
Taylor Horton Tucker.
Yeah, but that's more defense than it is offense. No, you keep James Harden.
What was the text? I'm waiting for the funny part of the story.
Yeah, well, this.
Oh, that part I can't say.
Well, thanks for bringing it up. Thanks for rounding us back to it then.
This is a waste of time.
Hey, Tim, cut that in post. Next question.
I'm in a draft with this guy that he lives in Florida. And half of the league is kids that are people that he met in Florida. And then half of the league is people he knows from Fondy. And so my buddy who lives in Fondy was like, we were for sure thinking that one of these Florida cokeheads was going to take James Harden. And then we saw you took him and we thought, oh, that's got to be an auto draft fuck up. That's what made me giggle.
What brought him down to Florida?
The sunshine,
has he read the top selling Florida based book?
I believe he has. Welcome to Florida by Greg and Vicky Winkler.
Yeah.
No state income tax also.
Yes.
Bart, will you be in Florida when you're 60?
Will there be a Florida when I'm 60?
If there's a Florida, will you be in Florida when you're 60?
No.
Florida or Arizona guy, which every old man from Wisconsin fits one of the profiles.
Florida versus Arizona? That's easy.
I would go Arizona, but I would need to live not in the city. I would need to be out where there's rocks and mountains. Like, I would need some sort of scenery because Phoenix is just, it's a big ass sandbox. I can't live there. Although I could really embrace retiring the Jimmy Buffett way if I lived in Florida. I don't like Florida, but I like Jimmy Buffett.
If I were to retire in the South, I think we would be more of a South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia situation.
You're a big Savannah, Georgia guy. I know you have history there.
I went there for a long weekend, and I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
You like the rich history of the South. I must.
Oh, that was a pretty good. That was a pretty good. Grant, keep going on that accent. Matt LaFleur should give up play calling. And before you're like, oh, well, where does this question come out of nowhere? I think a lot of people have been thinking it. And then again, because I give credit where it's due, Aaron Nagler did an entire thing on his show.
Have a lot of people been thinking this? What?
Okay.
Who's
Matt LaFleur giving up play calling has not crossed your mind?
Not a damn once, no.
It was a question.
No, me neither.
It was a question that came up during this past year's draft combine.
Who's calling the plays?
Yeah.
Okay. Get Aaron Nagler on your show, please, because he's going to expound on this.
Can't. Bart could. I literally cannot.
I wasn't saying you. Okay. Mr. Wisco Sports, Bill Michaels producer.
Wow.
You can't have him. The Bart Winkler show could have him. It was – so I just was – here's the story. LaFleur was asked about this previously. Back in February, and he said, "Yeah, if it was the right thing to do, I would definitely do it. If they hand over the play sheet and blah 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 blah." I think Nagler mentioned Stenovich, Ben Sermons, whatever. But that
Stenovich,
go watch. Nagler even clipped it for his X feed, his Twitter feed. Okay, so it's not even crossed your mind. So maybe it's not even worth exploring. But it definitely crossed mine. And then when I saw Nagler post about it, and not just post about it, but like kind of say like, yeah, he probably should. I was like, all right, so I'm not the only one that's venturing into these waters.
If Matt LaFleur is not calling plays, then I don't need him around because I'm not really sure what else.
Well, and maybe that's why Matt LaFleur won't give it up because he knows he's useless otherwise.
Okay, well, he can't hire coordinators. I don't think he's great at personnel start-sit decisions, the baseball manager side of things, as we like to say, like setting his O-line or, you know, this or that. I don't think he's a good motivator. And by the way, we were talking about this. Like, a head coach doesn't have to be perfect at everything. Like, I 100% right, like, some head coaches might be good at this or that or the other thing, but they have to hire coordinators and assistants to help them in those areas. I don't think Matt LaFleur's done a good job of that. If he's not here for his offense and his play calling, then I'm not sure what he's here for. So I will say no, because we already think Adam Stenovich is out of his depth, which is why the offensive line has taken a hit, as Adam Stenovich has too much on his plate. Now, given that guy play calling,
yeah, I'll have to watch Nagler's thing. I'm sure he gives good reasons and a good argument.
I'm sure.
I haven't really thought about it. I'm not motivated to. And that's another change. Like, you just get better at you're gonna change Jordan Love's whole fucking process again.
Are we allowed to play a 30-second She Said TV clip?
Yeah.
Yeah?
These furious comebacks and fall short.
Let's see if we can hear. Hold on. Here we go. I'm gonna turn up the volume, see if we can hear this.
give serious consideration to giving up play calling. I mean, how many more games do you sit here unable to generate anything in the first half and completely turn things around in the second half, have these furious comebacks and fall short, etc.? How many times do we see that script play out again and again and again until Matt says, all right, let me try something else? And that something else maybe is someone else calling plays. I don't know if it's Steno, Ben Siermans, I don't know. But I gotta think that gets at least in the discussion here pretty soon if these games continue the way they have. Yes, guys got to execute, but at some point you need to shake up the rhythm. You need somebody with a feel for the flow of these games, and right now Matt doesn't seem to have it. I do wonder how
that was this week.
That was yesterday.
Son of a bitch.
That was Monday.
Yeah, I missed discourse with a capital D. I got to be better than that. Makes good points. I just, when the names are Ben Siermans and Adam Stenovich.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got an email. I got a trade offer in one of these fantasy leagues I'm in. Would you do this? I would give up Derrick Henry, and he would give me Christian Watson.
Is it our dynasty league, or
is this dynasty league?
No, this is just some guy taking me as he likes the Packers. He'll take Christian Watson.
Is it dynasty or 1 year?
No, it's 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
Well, right. If it's 1 year, no.
It's a dynasty, no.
My boy Spears might be the starting Titans running back in less than 2 weeks.
Tajay?
Yeah.
Watson Derrick
Henry's on the trade block, like the real NFL trade block, not the dynasty football trade block.
Oh, okay. So he'll go somewhere else and play.
Right, which is very, very possible. He's a one-year thing. You should not trade him for.
They'll probably give him to the Eagles for a bag of chips.
You know what? Yeah. They probably will. Okay, so
calling plays, I just don't see another. I mean, I get where Nagler's going, but then he doesn't have an answer.
Right. So I guess the question would be,
this isn't a house is burning, get out situation.
That's exactly where I was going.
If you're not going to call plays, someone's got to call the fucking plays. So maybe the problem is Rodgers was calling plays last 4 years, and LaFleur don't know how.
So what you'd say is, though, the house is not on fire. The play-calling house is not on fire.
No. A candle is – just blow out your candle before you go to bed.
Oh, see, I do think it's a worse situation than that.
The drapes haven't caught on fire?
I think there's some – yeah, it's more than a candle has been left on overnight situation. I think that's – and I guess Nagler would probably say it's much, much more than a candle has been left on overnight situation because
– I think there's something blocking LaFleur. Something's holding him back.
His personality.
He's afraid of something.
He's a timid man.
What's he scared of? The team is 2-5.
I think it's fair to say I believe that he would tell you in his moment of truth in his autobiography one day that he's afraid he's gonna set up Jordan Love to fail.
That's on Jordan Love.
I agree with that. Let him fail, let him succeed, but get out of his fucking way, right? Like that should be what he should do. I do think he's afraid that Jordan Love is going to fail. That's
Jordan Love impression. Should be the quarterback.
I agree. Yeah. So let's find that out. So take off. We said this a week ago. Why is there a leash? I think you said it was Jen, Chewy, and Gabe. Like they had the question. Like should they remove the chain from Love? Like, why is there one? It doesn't make any sense. So at least let the guy fail or let the guy succeed, but stop doing this.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah.
Of course of yes.
All right. Paul. I teased this up before.
You did.
I teased them all up, right? So trade deadline's coming up. Buy or sell? Not build, buy or sell. But like, are you a buyer? Are you a seller? Are you just a stay pat? The Packers should sell. And then I'm going to give you an A, B, and a C. They should sell Rashawn Gary for a second. They should sell Jair for a second. They should sell Aaron Jones for a third. Go forth. So they should be sellers and then hit me with like those hypotheticals. How if they're selling and then how, to what degree would you actually sell? Because I would argue there's a case to be made that if you're going to be terrible, beat a bunch of one-win teams won this past weekend. The Packers are now among a big group of two-win teams. They currently have the seventh pick in the NFL draft. They just lost to the Raiders and the Broncos. This isn't getting better before it gets worse. Bakhtiari's not coming back. They're going to still tinker with Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is, I mean, I know we've said this for 4 years in a row. Aaron Jones is not a Packer next year. Like, just like shit or get off the pot, right? Like, I don't know. So I'm probably tilting my hand of what I would do, but.
I'm not convinced, by the way, just real quick, that they don't, like, win the next two games. We always think we have the NFL figured out, and then the Vikings beat the Niners.
I guess it depends on your confidence that LaFleur will actually adapt and change and evolve and improve. And I guess my confidence is not.
No, Packers are winning Sunday. Once Minnesota won, it was foretold. Packers are winning Sunday.
Well, Bart, let me professionally reset us. In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things, but does it pass the Bart Winkler test? Should the Packers buy or sell?
I don't think the Packers should even acknowledge that there's a trade deadline.
What?
Just fucking play. If someone calls you and says, hey, I'll give you Aaron Jones or give us Aaron Jones for a fourth, then Goody can be like, I'd rather do a third. Nah, okay, we'll call you back. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying here.
Keep your phone on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think Gutekin should be picking up
the
phone.
We'll listen to calls, but we're not making calls type of situation.
You don't get any offers on your house if you don't put up a for sale sign. But you also don't take the first offer that comes for your house. Do you put up the for sale sign and say, give me a call? I'm probably gonna move, change houses, but I mean I might not, but like no. So you're not even putting up the sign.
We're not that. That's not where we don't exist in that realm this year.
What realm?
We're not a team that needs to concern ourselves with being buyers or sellers. We exist separately from the league. We are trying to figure out one thing. Is Jordan Love good?
Yep.
Everything needs to point towards that.
Well, then you don't trade Aaron Jones, but you could still discuss Jair, who's only played 20 of the past 38 games. You could discuss Rashawn Gary, who thinks he should get Joey Bosa money.
Like, but these are good players.
I know they're good.
They don't have a game record, Grant's right, that's been sorely missing. But these players, you're probably getting the worst possible offensive production that you can because of idiot boy. And the defense is getting the worst. Joe Barry doesn't know what he's doing. He's out of touch.
The Andy Herman joint that dropped last night, breaking down a sequence down near the goal line on Sunday.
I saw
it. I love a good fresh Andy Herman joint.
Yeah. Dropped right before bed last night. I was.
And Andy, so he works for himself now. He doesn't have another job anymore. So he's a little more like in command. I love it.
I do too.
Andy 2.0. Well, no, this is actually Andy 3.0. Because Andy 1.0 was Scotty Sports. And then Andy Herman 2.0. And then now it's like.
2.0 was when he became at Andy Herman NFL.
Yeah.
Andy Herman uncensored.
He's reached his final form. I can't get him to follow me back on Twitter. Does he follow you on Twitter, Bart?
Or Blue Wire Boys?
I work so hard. I have him on, and I'll have him on Bill's show. I have him on my show, and I think it'll go really good. Or I'll have some nice exchange with him off the air, and then, you know, I'll like purposefully like a tweet of his after we're done talking and hoax that I'll. And I can't get a follow back.
Yeah, I've been there, man. I think he's one of these guys where if you don't like him, you're wrong. Like, there's a problem with you. I think he's in that rare kind of area.
I'm not going to tell Andy Herman shit. I'm not telling him that he's wrong about anything. Pete, I've started to greatly enjoy getting in his mentions and speaking of people who won't follow me back but interact with me constantly, Pete is one of them. I love Pete. I'm not sure talking to Pete. I like Pete.
No, Bukowski's great. Bukowski, people have told us both that they don't like us, and then when they listen to us talk, they do like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't like our Twitter, and then they listen to us talk, and they're like, oh, I like these guys. I get that a lot with Pete.
I'm with Bart. I don't think we should buy or sell. We always do this. This is great sports talk fodder, but it's not real life. Like, the NFL is not Major League Baseball.
Because the NFL, we do trade deadline. It's like, oh, could this guy get moved? Is this guy? And then, what's his name? Byard gets moved. Like, nobody's nobody's talking about like, oh,
well, first off, a year ago, Christian McCaffrey was traded. Derrick Henry is on the block. Like, that's not true.
Henry's not getting traded.
But, well, Christian McCaffrey got traded. So
that was a rarity.
It happened. Also, Nick Chubb got traded last trade deadline. And he's
Bradley Chubb.
Sorry.
He's also not that.
He's in the same category as Rashawn Gary.
No one cares about defenders getting traded.
Yes, correct.
And he got a ton of draft capital.
No one cares about defense players getting traded.
Except for the acquiring team who will give up first round picks for
it. But like Bradley Chubb getting traded is a 2 second story on Sports Talk.
I don't, my point is the Packers, if they had Bradley Chubb a year ago, the Broncos got a haul. They got a haul for him.
Did they?
They got a first. I'll look it up for you. You guys keep debating.
So, you're hosting. Let me look up. This is my job.
Yeah. If you're gonna have to look shit up while you're hosting, I'm gonna get Madden Falls back and doing this.
A first, a fourth, and a running back. Okay, but they gave up. They spent a
first and a forget the running back. They got a first and a fourth. And by the way, and then the Dolphins instantly paid Chubb, which is what Rashawn Gary wants.
There's no.
They're the same player. You don't want a first. So let me get this right, Grant. You don't want to pay Rashawn Gary. And you also don't want to trade him for a first and a fourth? What? I don't get it. What am I missing?
If Sean Gary lands the Packers a first and a fourth, I'll shit my pants on this podcast.
Yeah, these guys are getting traded for fourths or fifths, man.
Rashawn Gary and Bradley Chubb are the same fucking player.
Yeah, and I don't know why the Dolphins felt moved to give all that up.
Another team will do that for Rashawn Gary because he's a good player, but he's on the wrong team at the wrong time because you're not going to give the biggest extension ever to some dude on a 2-4 team that's rebuilding and is in cap hell.
Well, I'm
told if you get a first and a – okay, so if you can get the Bradley Chubb package, he's out the door tomorrow, right?
If they get a first and a fourth for Rashawn Gary, yeah, but they're not getting a first and a fourth.
Why would they not? They're the same player.
Well, I think Bradley Chubb was a top three pick. Top four pick, which matters.
I would like to give, just because I mentioned him, I would like to say how...
You're picking nits there, Grant. But...
You know how I've said Cone Roller is a genius at...
He was the fifth pick.
Being a sports talk caller.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the Brewers signed his brother. Did you see the Brewers signed a guy whose last name is Roller?
I did see that, actually.
It's like Chris Roller or some shit?
Yeah.
I think Matt in the Falls has perfected the voicemail art. It is succinct.
Succinct.
Either way, there's twists and turns. He'll hit you and then he'll go, "What the fuck?" Oh, it's just he's so. The Carl's Place voicemail line. Matt in the Falls, Carl of ET.com, /Bart.
I loved when he was just in the post game with you the other night and went like a half hour without saying anything, only to realize he was muted. Yeah. He's just a great background voice for when someone says something wild and he's like, "Oh, who's that? What's that? Why?" I love that guy.
Yeah, me too.
Good take.
So you guys think they shouldn't sell. Grant thinks they shouldn't pay Rashawn Gary, nor should they trade him because they won't get a package, even though he's the same player as Bradley Chubb. And the reason you could get that for Chubb and not Gary is because they were seven picks apart in the first round.
Matters. It
really adds up on this take.
Look, if you get a first and fourth for Gary, yes, 100%.
Okay.
For sure.
We can move on. So you got to pick the number of wins the Packers have this season. This isn't a topic. I just like, what would you put the money on of over under 6.5? Like what would you take?
I would say 6 or 7 wins. So me over too. Or under could be, it doesn't make
you're difference. Right. You're right there with me. Like six. Yeah. 6 to 7.
Yep.
Bart.
7.
Would it be better to have 4 wins? I hate that you think this is a bad topic. This is a great topic, and I promise you it's one that Gutekunst and his staff are having.
I would just rather finish with Giannis, honestly.
All right, let's do it. Let's move over to Giannis.
As a Packer fan, I'm entitled, but I'm not talking tank. I'm not talking sellers.
They're doing, by the way, if you want them to tank, then they can keep doing what they're doing. Like a lot of people are like, they got to lose, like start Sean Clifford. It's like they're losing games just fine right now.
John Clifford, you might get a Tyson Bagent situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a Brock Purdy situation.
Brock Purdy maybe turning into a pumpkin is incredible for sports talk radio and sports talk.
Yeah, finally.
We've been dying for this. Finally. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Giannis, I don't want to get in the way here.
Let me just start by saying there's two directions that this Giannis thing could have gone or have continued to go. And the opposite side of that foot is, though he didn't deserve it.
The what?
What?
The opposite side of the foot?
What? I don't know what I said. I was reading a tweet. Sorry. The opposite side of what could have happened.
At least one person in this Zoom call is engaged 100% with the other hosts.
Well, no. The reason is because I'm about to read it to you. So I was
the opposite side of the foot.
The opposite side of the foot, as a wise man once said, is like, had this gone the wrong way, you'd have tweets like this. There's the Philadelphia 76ers beat writer is talking about the New York Knicks are now willing to offer a package that includes three key players, including Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, Evan Fournier, Mitchell Robinson, and three draft picks for Joel Embiid. So, like,
yeah, both teams should do that.
I think they probably should too. And then they can trade Harden and it can be whatever. But like that could be now a year. Like, this is the kind of stuff that now Sixers fans on the eve of their kickoff, just like the Bucks, having to talk about, like, oh my God, like, one of our beat reporters in Philadelphia is sourcing Knicks offers for Embiid. How did this go so wrong? And by the way, a text came in, I think it was in our chain on Monday, of a topic that I was already exploring with some friends, and not that it's like groundbreaking. So, but I want to find the exact wording of it to see how I tossed it into a, okay. Giannis is the best thing to happen in the history of Wisconsin sports. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
I thought about this on my drive home from our friends at Quick Trip today. Yes.
Present that topic to Bill today.
I did ask some of my, like, my dad sometimes brings me into his group chat with his buddies who are in their 60s. And so I wanted to get also, like, their, you know, takes of guys who are around for, like, they talked about, like, oh, Lou Alcindor going to Milwaukee was a huge deal, you know, Kareem. Names that we could have come up with, like, you know, certainly Brett Favre. I don't know. Who are the top contenders? Or is this Giannis in a landslide?
Well, I think Favre would be another one. They both won one. They have won one championship apiece. And I think both are crazy important to the state and to the franchise, because Favre winning that title ended this multi-decade run of really crummy Packer football. And it kind of put them back on the map. So I think that was massive. But then Favre goes on to go to the Vikings. And I guess Giannis could still do that. But to me, his continued commitment to Milwaukee is kind of the antithesis of what Favre represented towards the end. So I won't know how Giannis's career plays out, but I'm pretty sure he's not going to go to the Celtics just to spite the Bucks one day.
Yeah, I'm fairly confident.
So I mean, Favre would be the only other one.
Another name that came up was Bud Selig, because if he's the singular reason that the Brewers are still here, I'm just telling you other names that were floating out there. But I mean, like, I don't know if he was joking, but Barry Alvarez's name came up.
What?
I don't know if it was a joke. I took it as like, what? No, you can't be serious.
People who have Wisconsin football as their number one, it's like, psychotic.
Like, would Tim Shea, like, yeah, Alvarez, of course. Yeah.
It is wild. And it's not that I don't respect it. It's just I have such a hard time lining my brain up to come up with some of the takes that come out of those people. Like,
the Badgers are like, what else is on? Oh, there's a Seinfeld rerun. I like this show. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
The Badgers are not like, I like them, but they're not to be your number one.
Yeah.
I think Badger basketball has risen above Badger football for me, which is insane.
Yuck.
It makes for better radio fodder, though. That's the thing. Like, the Badgers football occupies the same space as Packers football and the end of Brewer season, and they've been in the playoffs the last couple of years. So when you get into December and January and February, it's more Badger basketball. There's less. I don't know.
So certainly for Milwaukee, yes, for Giannis.
For Milwaukee,
I put him above any Brewer thing that's ever occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think, like, he is not only all his accolades, I don't need to refresh everybody, but he's making other people, like, there are people throughout the state that are more paying attention to the Bucks than they ever have because of Giannis. Like, you can't have Giannis play in your state and not follow the Bucks. And then he's getting people to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting, you know, there's this Milwaukee versus Wisconsin thing. There's always that backdrop, but he's getting the Deer District, you know, any improvement, whatever. Giannis's commitment to continue to stay. And you can dig up old tweets from 8 years ago that says, I want to be a Buck forever. And there's loyalty in my DNA, Deer logo. And I would always say, Giannis, don't be doing that. It's nice now, but we're going to use that against you when you leave. And then he just continues to stay and stay and stay. And said, no, I'll sign it next year. And then a week later, signs the contract. So he's committed. One of the things I said yesterday to start the show and on CBS was, he always says the Bucks need to show that they're a winner. And I think the Bucks feel that about Giannis. Like the Buck saying that to the Bucks is not, the Bucks aren't like, oh shit, Giannis. That's their goal. That's been their goal with new ownership. That's been their goal with John Horst. They all have the same goal. It's just Giannis says it and it makes the Bucks look like adversaries when they're not. Like they're exactly in the same frame of mind. So while that continues, he was always going to continue to stay. I think you can use some Packer comparisons, obviously, like the Packers are the Packers and they've won a lot and they're it's different. You know, people in that bar in Findlay, Wisconsin, still are saying Giannis's name wrong. And they don't know how, but there's nothing. We've never had anything like Giannis. Somebody who has come here. It's like if AJ Dillon was good.
Like if AJ Dillon was the best player in the NFL.
Yeah. And he was like, fucking Door County's the greatest fucking place on earth.
Like if he was like, AJ Dillon was a top 15 all time NFL player.
You'd be like, holy shit. Yeah. This guy just loves all of our shit. Yeah. This guy, but Giannis is that guy. Giannis can go, you know, to Greece and hang out. He can go do commercials. He can go to games. He can go to anywhere. But at the end of the day, he's going to the same Costco's that we are.
The end of the day.
He's going to the same swim academies.
Yep.
A story I have buried into the ground.
It's a good story. It's a great story.
It is a good story.
And it's relevant. Who's the other name I just was thinking of?
Probably the late Paul Ladd, who passed away. I wanted to mention World Series team. Grant, did you have a thought
on Paul Ladd?
Oh, Bart Starr. Bart Starr would be a name that I think could be under consideration for.
Took you that long to get Starr? I thought you were.
No, there was just a name on the tip of my tongue. I try to block out any Barts.
Starr was paired with Lombardi and a lot of other great, which I think matters. That's not to take away from Bart Starr, but Giannis is an era of Wisconsin sports in and of himself, which I think
matters. Do we do like the Mount Rushmore of this, of the most important figures in Wisconsin sports history?
No, but I still think that the Bucks need to get more, they need to get more appreciation for winning that championship, because you look at the last 10 years, 13 years. There's been, ever since the Packers won the Super Bowl, it's just been comically finding ways our sports teams to lose. Even when we did pretend to care about the Wisconsin Badgers team for a couple
of
years.
That's a bad take. We all love March Madness. If you pretended you didn't have to work that hard, that was a really fun team.
But that was right after Seattle. So we were using a little bit of...
That's fine. We can have multiple good teams at once. We're not children.
That was an emotional hedge. That was a rebound.
We had a team from Madison playing in the national championship against Coach K. They beat Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I agree. And I don't care about college basketball, and I agree.
Sam Decker needs to stop tweeting.
So again, is this another guy that you see yourself in, like Kurt Benkert, that you're like, that's what I would have said, so you shouldn't say it, Sam.
No, Sam got duped by...
I did see him get duped. I saw the duping.
He get duped by? Fake Mike McDaniel?
Fake Mike McDaniel, yeah. Someone else just did, too. like, yeah. He wasn't the only one that I saw.
Yeah, guys, Mike McDaniel's going to go on Twitter
and post
after a game and post videos of every clip he got fucking robbed.
Oh, I thought that was him. I didn't tweet about it. I also didn't look that. That wasn't actually Mike McDaniel.
No.
Oh, then a lot of people got duped by it, or a lot of people shared it like with the assumption like, though this isn't the real one, but look at this thread. I thought that was him. But
Mike McDaniel verified. So then you look at the account and it says, "I am not Mike McDaniel. This is a parody."
Parody.
Or is that something that Mike McDaniel would do?
Actually, that's not a bad.
It's really me, but I'm going to say parody, and then people will think.
I like the theory.
It gets hard to verify those things and to check and to make sure accounts are real, because most of the time on Twitter, I'm just looking at notifications of porn bots liking all my tweets. That's mostly what my time on that app is.
Maybe that's what scares Andy Herman away from following you.
All the porn bots.
Well, I think Grant needs to depart.
Yep.
I do.
That makes two of us.
That was a good That was pretty good. That was pretty damn good.
Let's go.
I thought there'd be more Giannis. You wanted me to do an emergency pod two nights ago.
I actually did not suggest an emergency pod. I think it's harder to discuss when you're just like, this is great.
I've often said that, yes.
It is hard. Like, what would be the question? This rules. Mm-hmm or mm-mm. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest thing. We are having a discussion about that he's the greatest thing that happened in the history of our state's sports teams, and we have the Packers. And we're discussing Giannis as the best thing to ever. So, like, I just don't know how else to approach it other than, like, I can't believe this is happening. This is amazing. How did we get so lucky?
Which is, by the way, the perfect story for 2 days before the season to start. We don't need to dig in and do film breakdowns, although I love when Eric Name does that, and I will always watch them. Like, we don't need to look at salary cap figures. We can just all say, hey, how great is this? Let's go. We have a season to watch and to consume.
And I think that's what this would be if this was like a StreamYard thing. Is it's just, can you actually believe this is happening to the Milwaukee Bucks? They not only found this player, well, the Raptors found this player.
Well, we cheated off the Hawks.
We copied the Hawks homework. But we cheated off the best homework assignment that anyone could have ever had.
It's a copycat league. I mean, be dumb not to.
It encourages cheating.
Also, Michigan did nothing wrong. We can do that next week. Michigan didn't do a damn thing wrong.
Did the Patriots do something?
On my show last night.
Did the Patriots do something wrong? They did it more wrong than Michigan, but.
Okay.
Correct. Everyone has it out for Jim Harbaugh, and they shouldn't.
Okay.
I was saying on CBS Monday that I was just like, I could feel people being like yelling at me. I was like, I don't think cheating is bad. I was saying.
How do you explain that to like people who don't know you, like your podcast listeners know you? It's like,
no, I was presenting myself. I was introducing myself as guy who likes cheating in sports because it shows me that someone at least cares to win.
That was always your Ryan Braun take.
Yeah.
Well, he did it for the fans. I have to go. You gentlemen keep talking, but I actually have to.
No, we'll wrap it up.
Talk to you all soon.
Bye.
Grant Bills, Paul Emig.
Goodbye, Brant. Goodbye, Bart.
Brant.
Brant.
Other side of the foot.
Other side of the foot. Goodbye, Brand.
Hey.
Yes.
I will not be at SmackDown on Friday.
I was going to text you.
Roman Reigns will be there. John Cena.
LA Knight.
Yeah, LA Knight.
Eli Drake.
But I got to work.
Oh.
I got to work.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a big SmackDown.
But it's on FS1, so is it going to be big or is it going to be lesser?
Sometimes they make it bigger to make sure people find it.
Because
Fox has the World Series.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, bud.
Be well. Bye.
That's Paul Emig. And this was the Bart Winkler Show. And we will talk to you tomorrow. This is the end of the show.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears.
Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.